Literary critic Northrop Frye once observed that in our primitive days, our literary heroes were, well, nearly gods. And as civilization advanced, they came down the mountain of the gods, so to speak, and became more human, more flawed, less heroic. From the divine heroes like Hercules, down the mountain below the miraculous but mortal heroes, such as Beowulf, the great leaders, such as King Arthur, and the great but flawed heroes like Macbeth or Othello. Below, even the unlikely but eventual heroes such as Harry Potter, Luke Skywalker, or Hiccup. Until we reach the bottom and meet the anti-hero. Contrary to the sound, the anti-hero is not the villain, not the antagonist. The anti-hero is actually the main character in some contemporary works of literature. Guy Montag in Fahrenheit 451, Winston Smith in 1984, who unwittingly ends up challenging those in power, that is, those who abuse their power to brainwash the populace to believe that the ills of society have been eliminated. Ideally, those who challenge the establishment should be wise, confident, brave, physically strong, with a type of charisma that inspires followers. The anti-hero, however, at best, demonstrates a few underdeveloped traits. At worst, is totally inept. The story of the anti-hero usually unfolds something like this.